Blog Talk Radio.
Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the Talk to Talk radio talk show, Prophetess A.B. Free of Overcomers United Ministry, coming out of Orangeburg, Charlotte, Georgia. The show is called Talk to Talk, a now word for you. God talk to you and you talk to God. Before we go any further, we want to go into a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you right now that you have allowed and opened the door for this opportunity for us to come talk to you. And you, Father, talk to us. Oh, Father, you know the needs of the people. You know what's going on. You know, Father, the secrets of the heart. Oh, Father, as the Spirit speaks, Father, take control of the vocal cords tonight, Father God, and you reveal. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Father, for you know the desires of the heart. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you for this day and this time. In your name, Jesus, amen. People say, what is the purpose of the show? The purpose of the show is to give people an opportunity to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying from God's prophets and prophetesses. God has a word for his people at this time, in this season. His word says in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, if you believe my word, believe in me and believe my prophets, and you shall prosper. That's the word. That's the Bible. Tonight, I want you, if we have any callers out there, and we want you to call in because we want you to join in the discussion. I want to ask you some questions tonight. I want to know what you think about prophecy, what you think a prophet is, what you believe a true prophet is. Have you come in contact with a prophet? Or have you had prophecy given to you, and has it come to pass for you? Okay. The first thing I would like to know, okay, is what is the purpose of prophecy? Tell me, what do you think the purpose of prophecy? Any callers out there tonight? I would like to hear from you. Any callers? Hello?
Because he had all day. You had the opportunity to read?
I'm going to read. That's the day I already read yesterday, Keyshawn. Did you already have read yesterday, remember? Here's why you used to back up. Put it back up. He already read. My husband to read. He's already read.
Hello?
He already read. So what did yesterday? I finished reading. I'm done.
There's some technical problems. I'm having some problems hearing. Is the caller there?
7 Rick. Sister Rick.
Hello.
Sister Rick. She won't say nothing.
Hello.
Hello.
Is the caller there?
Oh yeah, I can hear now.
Okay, good, good.
I can barely hear.
Okay, can you hear now?
Yeah, I can hear your name. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. I'm asking some questions tonight about prophecy, and I'm asking the audience to call in because I'm asking what do they think about what is prophecy? What do they think prophecy is?
Mm-hmm.
And what is a prophet? I'd like to get the feel from some callers what they think. What do you think prophecy is?
Prophecy is what the Lord is speaking to the prophet or the prophet for things that will happen in the future.
Okay.
Prophecy.
You believe that prophecy is the Lord speaking to the prophet of what will happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. God does speak to the prophet as to what will happen in the future. What else does the prophet, does God tell the prophet? What else? The job of the prophet?
To correct and
to correct
or to warn things that may happen in the church as well.
To warn.
And correct.
Okay. To correct.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's very good. Okay. Okay. To warn. To correct. Prophecy is a, and I'm looking in 1 Corinthians 14 and 7. And it talks about prophecy as it being a superior gift. 1 Corinthians 14 and 7. But before I talk about that, I said earlier, what is a prophet? Can anyone be a prophet? Can anyone be a prophet? Can anyone be a prophet? Can anyone make themselves a prophet? We know that Jeremiah said that when he was in his mama's womb, he was forming his mama's womb as a prophet. That's what Jeremiah said. Okay. So, but you just can't make yourself a prophet. God has to give you that gift. It is a gift that the Lord gives you. from the Lord.
Amen.
Are there any?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Is that Pastor Shula?
Yes, Pastor Shula.
Okay, praise the Lord, Pastor Shula. And please
feel free
to come in and say, and yes, because we're talking about prophecy. Last week when we were talking, we talked, you know, a little bit, but we didn't kind of elaborate a little bit more on the prophetic anointing and the prophecy a little bit, because we were talking about some other things, but I wanted people to know a little bit more about the prophetic gift and what is prophecy and what they think a prophet is and how a prophet operates and a true prophet and false prophecy, because a lot of times people say, I got somebody prophesied in my life and it didn't come to pass, or that wasn't a true prophet, or, you know, but the Bible tells us, and I was just reading in 1 Corinthians, it tells us that we prophesied in parts, that God does not give us all of it. He just gives us part, because God's not going to give us all of it, because then why would you need God? And we're not God. We're just vessels that God uses. That's who we are, okay? Were you getting ready to say something?
Well, I agree with what I heard the first caller say, a prophet, well, first of all, prophecy to me, like I say, is basically speaking of future events. But when I remember in John chapter 4 when Jesus talked with the woman at the well, Jesus was able to show her things from her past and talk about the present and the future.
Right.
So a prophet that is used of God should be, you know, however God want to work, is also able to do that by the Spirit of God, you know.
Right.
And I had an experience myself where there was a young man. He had the gift of prophecy on him, and some of the things he said came to pass, but then one of the things he said didn't come to pass.
Right, okay.
You know? And so, you know, I feel that sometimes even with the gift of prophecy, a person can be used of the Lord, but then sometimes if you don't be careful, you can get in the flesh too and just tell people something that you think that they might want to hear, you know.
Right.
But, you know, so that's why it's so important that we be led, you know, by the Spirit of God, no matter what your gift or your calling is.
Right. That's
Amen.
Correct.
Well,
Amen. Amen. I was looking in Deuteronomy 17 and 18, and this is a little paraphrase, and it was saying that prophecy is prediction of the future events. And it does more than prediction. A lot of people think that prophecy is just prediction, but as you said a few minutes ago, it's more than that, or an interpretation of history. It also has a lot to do with repentance and faithfulness. And also the prophets, as I was studying them, it outlines that each prophet had a central teaching or mission that they were responsible for. For instance, Elijah and Jonah and Amos, they had different callings on their lives and things that they, for instance, that they had to go about doing. Jonah, of course, we know his was God's universal concern in terms of preaching and going and preaching repentance. And let's see, who else? Jeremiah was a faithful prophet, and his was talking about the new covenant. Ezekiel, of course, was future hope for the new community in terms of how they should worship. Okay, and Joel called for repentance and to experience God's spirit. So it's more than just, as people say, the prediction. Prediction. And so that's what God is calling for, an understanding of the prophets. And this, during this season, God is raising the prophets and the prophets. He's raising them up in a place in this season where people will come back to them and seek them. And this true prophets, God is saying, he's calling the true prophets back to the forefront now. And people say, well, how do I know? How do I know a true prophet? And I think it goes back to what you just said, Pastor Shula, what you just said a few minutes ago, because what? The manifestation of God's word will come to pass. His word will not fall to the ground. You know, it will come to pass. And he will be speaking by the Spirit. He will be talking about Jesus. You know, he will acknowledge God. He will not be trying to, that person will not be trying to take the credit. You know, it will not be about him, me. You know, it's about, thus saith the Lord about him. All the credit goes to God, because we know, that prophet knows, a prophetess knows that they cannot do anything on their own. They're just tools that God uses. That's all. That's all. In 1 Corinthians 14, it's a prophecy, a superior gift. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, and above all that you may prophesy. For the person who speaks in another language is not speaking to men, but to God, since no one understands him. However, he speaks mysteries in the spirit. But the person who prophesies speaks to people for edification, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Encouragement, amen, consolation.
Right.
The person who speaks in another language builds himself up, but he who prophesies builds up the church.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, and so that's what we are, God's servants, to be used by the church, for the church, to build up the church, to build up God's people, to exhort, exhortation. It says, we wish all you spoke in other languages, but even more that you prophesize. The person who prophesies is greater than the person who speaks in languages, unless he interprets so that the church may be built up. And then one of the things that was so interesting, and we all know the story, and I don't want to go too fast. Is there anybody want to say anything? Just stop me, because I do want, if there are any callers or anybody want to make a comment, okay, please stop me, because I don't want to go too fast. But I noticed last week, because somebody was asking me, you know, say, okay, you need to say a little bit about a prophet and what does a prophet do. Daniel, all of us knows the story about Daniel, but we never really connect Daniel as being a prophet in the essence of everyday prophets today. One thing about Daniel and the king, as a prophet, God told Daniel the secrets that were in the king's heart. Nobody knew the secrets in the king's heart, but God told them to Daniel. Even all his magicians, sorceries, all the whatever, they didn't get it. But God chose to tell it to Daniel, his prophet. And see, that's what God wants the people to know today. That's what he's saying to them. Come to my people. Stop going everywhere else, you know. Stop going everywhere you're going. You don't have to go nowhere. Just come to my people, the people that I say that are my prophets. Seek them. Seek me. Seek me, and I'll tell you where to go. My spirit is in them. And you will know my spirit, because he says, the spirit knows the spirit. The spirit knows the spirit. The spirit knows the spirit.
Amen.
Pastor Shula? Comment?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that is true, you know. I believe, like you're saying, that whatever we need from God, he puts it in the body of Christ. You know, we don't have to go to the witch doctors, the soothsayers,
right,
the root man and everybody else, you know. Whatever God has for us is in his body, you know.
Right.
I believe like scripture says that every joint supplies one to another. You know, if we need a word from the prophet, then God got a word from the prophet for us. You know, if we need to be fed, he got a pastor. If we need to be taught, he have teachers, you know. So basically God has every tool in the body that is needed, because like scripture says, every joint supplies one to another, and I can't say that I don't have no need of you, you know.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. Callers, or any callers out there, You can call and ask questions. You can call in for prayer. It's called Talk to Talk. You know, if you want to call in and ask a question, you know, ask, and God has a word, personal word for you about anything. I hear the Lord say, and I thank the Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. We just thank God for healing. We thank God for healing. We thank God for healing. We thank God for healing. And I just thank God. I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit just to speak, Pastor Shula.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, as we are on the phone. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father, I thank you. I just thank you. Hallelujah. I thank God for the healing in the eyes. I thank God for the healing in the eyes. Eyes. Hallelujah. God is showing me somebody's eyes right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the Lord is saying the healing is taking place. You are healed, but you got to believe. Hallelujah. The patch will come off, God is saying. And we thank God. We thank God. We just thank God. The Lord say, have faith. God said, it is impossible to please me without faith. And you say, believe my word. Believe me. Believe my prophets, and you shall prosper. God just wants us to believe his word. He said, believe my word. See, God died on the cross already. He already shed his blood that you already have your healing. So all you got to do is believe it. God has anointed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He anointed me in the deliverance and the healing and the prophetic ministry. And so I thank God for using me in those areas. Prophet, God allowed me to see dreams, have dreams and visions, and see, hallelujah, in the spirit realm, in the supernatural. And I thank God as he's showing me now as I'm on this phone and I'm seeing the eye, hallelujah, Jesus, healing up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We praise your name, Father God. We give you the glory. Oh, you're worthy, God. Oh, Jesus. And Pastor Shula, you know, and all those out there, all the callers know, Pastor Shula, that when we come in agreement, because God said there's power in agreement.
Amen.
And when we come in agreement, hallelujah, there's power. And tonight we come in agreement with God's word. Hallelujah.
We come
in agreement with God's word. And God, we just thank God for how he's just shifting things around. God is shifting around. Whatever is going on in your life, God say, I'm shifting. I'm moving around. See, people don't understand things that are taking place in their life and why things are happening the way they are. But God say, come to me. The Lord wants the people to hearken to him. And come to him. He say, look at me. Don't look at man. Even though you may hear me speaking tonight, it's not me, it's the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Give the credit to him, not me. I'm just a vessel. Pastor Shula is just a vessel that God is using. That's all we are. We take no credit for nothing. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Speak to the mountains. God say, speak to the mountains. Speak, because he has given you power and authority. He has given you the power. He has given you the authority. You have the keys to the kingdom for binding and loosening it, God said. Use your power. Use your authority. Use your tongue, God said. Speak to the situation. Don't speak the negative. Speak the positive, God said. God say, speak the positive. Don't speak the negative. Call it what it's supposed to be. The Lord saying, we thank God. And the people may not even be listening tonight, but this is what God is saying. Hallelujah. That somebody don't have to worry about their foot being cut off, because it won't be, the Lord says, because he has turned that situation around. Whatever the doctor is saying about the foot, it will not have to be cut off, God says, because he has reversed that around. So we thank God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Haye koromo shantai koromo sate. Ye koromo shane la 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 mo sene ne koromo sene ne ne koromo sate. Wama sate. That's an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. He's a mighty 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 God. He's a mighty, mighty God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, there's some things that you're looking come to pass, Pastor Shula. They're coming, God said. They're coming, God said. They're coming. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, komoshate, koromosate, namosate. Hey, koromosate, namosate. We come against headaches in the airways right now. We come against headaches in the airways right now. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, the devil, oh, he's fighting hard. He don't want the show on. He don't want it on. He don't want the people to call on. Because I had to send the number out twice, and every time I got it wrong, just one number. But I know that's the trick of the enemy. I know that's all it is. But you know what? God gave me this last year, and I was slow about doing anything about it. Hallelujah. Then Mr. Hale called me. But I know what God said do, but I'm going to move on now. Hallelujah. Because God always has somebody to help you get started, to do what you need to do, and I thank God for it. Haye koromo shatada mosate. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said there is no step down for his children. God said there is no step down for his children. There is no step down. No step down. No step down. No step down for his children. No step down. No step down. No step down. No step down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If we have any callers, we want you to call in and ask for prayer. If you have any questions that you want to ask, please feel free to do so. Hallelujah. The Spirit is ready. Hallelujah. Willing. God wants to hear from you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God, I don't want to say. Jesus.
Thank
Pastor
you.
Shula. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Well, you know, like you said, the devil don't want this show on the airways, you know. And anytime that it's something of God, he's definitely going to fight, you know.
Oh, yes.
So that just lets you know that it's well worth it, you know.
And oh, yeah. Jesus.
And when we touch them, we agree. Like you said, the more the believers agree, the Bible says one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. So,
yeah.
You know, amen. So as long as we are in agreement, and the Bible also shows in the book of Acts, chapter 2, that it's when they were on one accord, that's when the Holy Spirit fell. So, you know, amen. So we just have
amen.
To be in agreement.
Yeah.
We ain't bound on earth, you're bound in heaven, you know.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Also,
amen.
Whatever we do, amen. You'll do.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, speak, Holy Spirit. Speak, Holy Spirit. Speak. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
Have your way, Jesus. Haye koromo sate, nene da koromo sate. Ye koromo sate da la la mo sate. Nene da la la mo sate. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So much I take. Overflow, overflow. I hear the Lord say, overflow, overflow, overflow,
yes.
Overflow, 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 overflow. Oh, don't be afraid. God said, do not be afraid to speak on the phone. Don't be afraid to speak. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid, he say.
Amen.
The Lord is, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of me, God said. Hallelujah. I know what's in your heart. I know what's in your heart, the Lord said. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Father. Oh, Father, only you know, Father. You know, Father. You know what's in our hearts. We ask you to give the people your heart. Give us your heart. Give us the mind of Christ, Father. Give us a heart for the things that you have, Father. We just want to do your will, God.
Yes, Lord.
Not ours. We want to be obedient to you. Submit ourselves to you to do what you say do, not what we want to do.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
Whoever didn't get the check, God said the check's going to be double up. The checks are going to double up. The checks are going to double up, the Lord said. God said checks are going to be doubling up. And I heard the Lord say when I was praying this week that there is going to be a debt-free bill that's going to come out where some people's bills, hallelujah, are going to be canceled. Hallelujah, a debt-free bill. Some people are going to get their bills going to be canceled. Hallelujah. See, everything that was going on ain't work for bad like people think. Hallelujah. God's going to work that thing out the way it's going to work for the good. Thank you, Jesus. Because that's what he said in his word for those that love him, for call for his purpose, God said, because he loves us. So we thank God. We thank him for the many blessings. We thank God for favor. For the Lord is our shepherd. He is our shepherd. We can tell the devil that all the time. We say, Satan, you know what? God is our shepherd. He is our shepherd. You know what? We're not afraid of you. We don't fear you. No, we don't. Because we don't have to walk, because he will supply all our needs and our wants. Because his word tells us. That is what the Bible says. That's not what Pastor Shule say. That's not what I say. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Lord is our shepherd.
Amen.
He prepares a table for us. Where does he prepare that table? In front of our enemies. So all that crying you were doing, God say, he heard you. He heard you last week. But God say, continue to come after me. That's what I want you to do. Come after me. Come for me. That's what I want for you, to come for me. Seek me. He tells us that in Matthew 6:3. Seek me first, and all else shall come. Everything that you want. I just want you to want me. God said, I just want you to want me. He said, want me. Want me.
Yeah.
I want you to love up on me. Love up on me. This is the time, this is the season to give God all of you, to give God everything that you got. Give him your time. Give him whatever he asks of you. Give him whatever he asks of you. He said, put nothing before me now. Put nothing before me. If I ask you for your money, if I ask you for whatever, yes, he said, your money. If I ask you for your money, give me back, God is saying. Give it to me. Put nothing before me, the Lord is saying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, we thank you. God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, prophet,
yes.
The Lord is also putting me in my spirit to tell those who might be listening to that, even though the prophet is called to edify and to build up, but sometimes to build up some things, you have to tear down some things, you know?
Yes.
It reminds me of what he told Jeremiah in chapter 1, you know, said that, I call you to be a prophet of the nations, you know, to tear down or root out, you know, and and also to rebuild, you know. So sometimes in order to be rebuilt, you have to tear down what is not needed, you know, what's not glorifying God, you know.
Amen.
And you know, I think of many scriptures when I when it comes down to the prophet, and I know also in Jeremiah it was also talking about, you know, God says, the prophet that have my word, let him speak my word, you know, and he also was saying that if the word for the prophet, you know, comes to pass, and you know that it's God, you know, and that, you know, that the prophet is the flesh. But I thank God for you tonight, you know, wanting to edify and build up the body of Jesus Christ, you know, to encourage us, because in these days and times, you know, I feel that we definitely need some encouragement, because if we don't keep our eyes focused on Christ, it's so easy to always look another way. You know, people losing jobs and losing homes and you know, people looking at the situation of the economy and all this. And if we don't keep our eyes on God, you know, we'll lose focus ourselves and we'll turn to different things. People who had never tried drugs and alcohol and whatever else, you know, just to survive. If they don't believe that God is their source, then, you know, they're going to look to find provision some other way. So, you know, we definitely need a word from the prophet, you know, to edify us, you know, tonight, and to remind us to keep our focus on God. Amen. And so I just want to tell God, thank you for you and your calling. You know, because what you said is definitely true concerning me, that I'm looking for some things to come to pass, and you picked that right up, and I know it was God, you know. So I thank God for you.
Jesus.
Yeah, thank God for you. Amen.
Jesus.
And I hope that somebody else will get on the line, and like you say, don't be afraid, because the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So come on, callers, if you have anything that you want to share, anything you want to say, or ask the prophet, then don't be afraid. Amen. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. So show your boldness. Don't die with what's on your heart and in your mind. You might not make it to in the morning. So share it now. Amen.
Amen.
God might have a quickening word for you. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Want prayer? Whatever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So like you said, a prophet ain't what everybody think they are. They have a lot of different works to do, you know.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. And I like how you brought out the different points and you know, of how each prophet was to do a particular task. And that was very, you know, defined. Amen. I'll admit one or two of them I never paid no attention to myself. So again, you know, that edified me in that area.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I thought we were going to have some callers tonight. Calling. Amen. Calling in. You know, we thank God.
Amen. Well, in a spray, we'll just have to, you know, let more people know about it.
Well, I did, you know, but I told you. Anyway, we just thank God. We just thank God because, you know what? We got the victory. We got the victory.
Amen.
We got the victory. We got the victory. We got
That's
the victory.
Right.
That's how we're going to look at it. We're going to keep going. We got the victory. We got the victory.
Amen.
We got to be, because what we were doing tonight, what we are still doing, what we're going to continue to do is keep praising him and giving him the glory. And the thing that God showed me while we were on here tonight, as I, we were praising him, we thank God for turning around. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank
God.
You, Lord. Amen.
We just thank God. Yes, we thank him. Yeah, because you know what the Lord is saying? Hey, God always has a ram in the bush. See, what we can't see, what's ahead. We can't see. And the devil comes to try to make us discouraged, you know. And he wanted us to think that this is not the format that God has called for. But, see, I know it is what he said, you know. Because I went back and looked, and I said, yes, this is what God said. So I thank God. I thank him. I thank the Holy Spirit for speaking. I thank the Holy Spirit. Thank the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank the Holy Spirit.
Well, that's the same thing came in my spirit when you had, before you had said what you said, but the same thing came in my spirit when the prophet Elijah prayed and the man said, well, you know, he said, I ain't seen nothing, and then when he told me, he said, well, go look again. And then he finally saw, you know, the hand in the sky, you know. And so it lets us know that it's not all the time what we, how we see it, but it's how
right.
God sees it.
That's right. It's how God
sees
it.
Amen. Amen. And it's going to do the work, you know.
Right.
The word won't return void, but it's going to accomplish what it's sent forth to do.
That's right. And so we speak now. We come together in agreement with the word of the Lord. And we thanking God for the heavens are open up and asking God to release some wisdom upon his people, because wisdom is what the people need now, supernatural and natural wisdom.
Yes,
and all
yes.
the things that they do, wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. And the Lord is saying don't take it lightly. Don't take We not to take anything lightly, God said, nothing. Not to lean to your own understanding. I hear the Lord say the people are leaning so much to their own understanding. And that's how come they're getting it wrong, God is saying. They're getting it wrong because they're leaning to their own understanding so much, he said. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom, he said. Ask for wisdom. And
yes.
for me to show you which way to go in the path the Lord is saying.
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank
you. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. That's the thing that we want to take away when we leave tonight, that as we continue in prayer, we want to ask God to release wisdom to us all week and continuously, natural and supernatural wisdom, wisdom. Because whatever else that we're seeking, you know, and want and desiring, we know that God says that wisdom, wisdom. Like Solomon had so much wisdom, so much wisdom. We're asking the Lord for wisdom, wisdom. I keep hearing the Lord saying, lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. My people, God is saying, my people, my people, my people, lean not to your own understanding. These things are happening, are things that were spoken of, that are written of. They are to come, will continue to come. But you have not seen the things that are still coming, because more is to come. Because this is just the beginning, the Lord is saying. So you've got to get yourself on solid ground. Get yourself grounded, God says, so you can stand. The Lord is saying, so you can stand. He said, tell the people, tell the people, tell the people that this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Get on solid ground. You can stand. You can stand because you're getting ready to be rocked. You're getting ready to be shaken. You're getting ready to be shaken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So we just thank the Holy Spirit for speaking.
Yes.
Thank the Holy Spirit. We acknowledge it. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. I do want to say this because I know our time is kind of coming close. And I do have an email address if anybody wants to write, send me an email or anything, because I didn't do that last week, so I don't know. Yeah, it's called Now Word for You. Now Word, the number 4, at AOL.com.
Okay.
Yeah. They want a prayer request. Hmm?
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Well, amen. Mm-hmm. So, I don't have my clock in front of me. I don't know how much time we have left.
About 10 minutes. Jesus.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, you know, again, like I said, I just want to, thank God for you tonight. I want to thank God, for an opportunity, just to talk about God and share God and the things of God. And hopefully the people of God will be listening, like say that, that we all can be edified and built up by one another.
Yeah.
And if someone's out there who is listening, who don't know the Lord Jesus, if you believe that he died for your sins and he was buried and rose again, then the Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And verse 13, whosoever shall call on his name shall be saved. So all you have to do is just simply, ask Jesus to come in your heart and your life and save you and fill you with his Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Bible says that God will not hold the Holy Spirit back from those who ask him for it. So tonight, if you're listening and if you forget to know how to accept Christ, we already told you what you must believe and told you all you have to do is just call on his name and ask him to save you. And he will come in your heart and in your life and save you and place you into the body of Christ. And as the prophet says that, through the words of the prophet, you can be edified, you can be built up, however God wants to do it. Amen.
Amen.
So I thank God again for you tonight, prophetess. God bless you, and may he continue to prosper you and use you in a mighty, powerful way.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to say this before we leave. Psalms 1 says, the two ways. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of sinners, or join a group of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside its streams of water that bears its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does shall prosper. Amen.
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 When you choose the Lord, that is what happens for you.
Amen.
Shall prosper in your due season.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You,
Lord. Thank God, Minister Hill, behind
Amen.
The scenes tonight.
Yes, Amen. Yes, yes.
Pray God that God continue to bless him and his family.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, and we bless all those that are listening, even though they may not want to say anything, but we believe in God when we come on next time that the callers will have questions that they may want to ask or prayers. We believe in God for that, and we believe in God that just increase in his
Amen.
favor upon this talk show and upon his word going out and doing what it says, healing and deliverance. Because he said, I sent my word, and they were healed and delivered in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Jesus.
Well, Prophet, where are you located?
I'm from South Carolina, but I'm kind of between South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia.
Okay.
Hello. Okay. Yeah. Kind of different places right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
You got a caller.
Hello.
Hello, Prophetess. How are you? This is Byron.
Byron. Hi, Byron.
How you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful.
I have a question. It's some things that I'm expecting for the Lord to do. You prophesied to me a while back, and there were some things that the Lord was said he would deliver to me or speak to me about an idea that was supposed to come to pass probably about a week ago. I hadn't received any idea. I just asking that you pray that whatever it is that the Lord wants to deliver to me, speak to me, that it comes to pass, because I'm expecting it.
Amen.
I'm expecting it. And I don't want that time to, I don't want anything that God has for me to pass me by on behalf of me and my family.
Amen. Pastor Shula, Minister Hill, Brian, we all come in agreement, and we thank God that you're in expectation of what God has promised you. And it will happen because the Lord word is true. And we thank God that he will reveal, just as he said, that idea.
Praise God.
We thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And sometimes it can be right there in front of you and you may not even realize it. You can't even see it. At that time, the Lord is singing. But we thank God because, oh, hallelujah, the Lord said it is coming to pass. It is, God said. He said, don't think not, because it is.
Hallelujah.
Because it is, God said, it is. It is. In a place of rest and stand still, he's going to put you. And then it's going to come right to you. It's just like it's almost right in front of you. You can't see it because it's right in front of you. But when you rest and you stand still, and you're going to say, ah, there it is right there. It was right there all the time. It's like it's staring right at you. Oh, my gosh. We thank God. I can see it in the vision. It's like it's staring right at you. It's looking. Oh, thank you. And every time I see it and I describe it and see it, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Mosate, Komo Shatan, Mokromosate, Yekoromosate, Namosate, Koromosate. Faith. We thank God for increasing your faith and for you being an expectation.
Yes.
And for both of you, you and your wife, both being in expectation of it. And that's good, God say. That's very good. I keep hearing the number 7. I keep hearing seven. Look behind the door in your office. Look behind the door in your office. Look behind the door in your office, God is saying. Look behind the door in the office. Thank you, Jesus. And there's a closet. Thank you, Jesus. It's there. It's going to come to you, God says. You don't have to worry. You don't have to force it. It's coming to you. We thank the Holy Spirit for speaking. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus. Yes, we thank the Father. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Briar.
Amen.
Amen.
Seven is completion. Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God's not complete. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you.
I'm going to do the closing prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Baker. I mean, I'm going to do the closing prayer.
Pastor Shula, you going to close us out tonight?
I could.
Okay, then, Pastor.
We got another show at 9 o'clock. So anybody want to tune into the 9 o'clock show, just stay on the line.
Pastor Shula.
Have a show at 9 o'clock.
All right. Okay. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for all that you've done tonight, all that you're doing, God, and all that you're going to do. Father, we pray that you continue to use prophets, Lord, using it in a mighty way, God, and that more calls will be drawn to the line because you will draw them by your spirit, God. And Father, we pray that, God, that you'll edify your people continually, God, to do your will and to fulfill your purpose in this earth. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank y'all so much for a wonderful program. God bless everyone.
Good night. Saturate
me. Oh, sweet spirit. Everybody say, oh, sweet spirit.
Oh, sweet spirit.
Come on, lift up your hands.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good evening. My name is Minister Arthur L. Weathersby, and I'm here to host the inaugural broadcast of Kingdom Voices. Amen. Under Enterprisement Media Group, powered by Nathan on the Spot. Amen. This is a birthing process. Amen. And then you're going to find out what happens when we birth things. We're going to talk about that. And I'm going to be talking with a special guest that we have. His name is Deacon Robert Brown, and he has some things that he's going to share with us, and we'll talk about that too. But first, we're going to open up in a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I humbly come before you at this time just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over us and keeping us throughout this day. Thank you for bringing us to this moment in time, Father God, at this moment in time, in this day, Father God, that is yet to end. So, Father God, we're here to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Before I go any further, I'm going to ask that you forgive us of any and all sins that we may have committed on this day up until now. Anything that we've done that was knowingly or unknowingly that's not pleasing within your sight, I ask for forgiveness. Father God, I pray that you be with us as we go on this program, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask, Father God, that you can, that you order our steps, oh, Father God, so that all things that we do be done to your glory. We're going to bind up anything that might come up to try to hinder the work of, Father God, the work of your hands, oh, Lord God, through EMG and through Kingdom Voices and Nathan on the Spot, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for our special guest on this evening, Father God. We thank you for his ministry. We thank you for his life. We thank you for all those that are associated with EMG, Father God. We thank you for the Christ Executive Office of EMG, Father God, Minister Faith Walker in his absence as he's in travel status. And we thank you for Ambassador Letitia Brown, Sampson Brown. We thank you for Pastor Nathan Hill. We thank you for Minister Janae Lee. We thank you for Prince Redeem. We thank you for any and all that are associated with Pastor Sherry Old Scales. We thank you for her. Father God, I just want to say I truly do love and adore you. I give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. And this is my humble prayer that I come at you at this time. In the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. As I said, this is the inaugural broadcast of Kingdom Voices. Amen. This is a program that is under the umbrella of Enterprisement Media Group. And as you know, if you know anything about Enterprisement Media Group, all we're concerned about, all our focus is kingdom-minded, the works of the kingdom. And so all the things that we do in our programming and in our life is going to pertain to kingdom building. Amen. And with that regard, I want to just say that Minister Faith Walker is the normal host. Amen. I'm just the ram in the bush that God just happened to have available, and I just give him all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Minister Walker is in travel status coming up from Florida, so he's unable to be with us. But we operate at EMG, Enterprisement Media Group. We operate as a family, and we operate as one. So I'm here to support my brother. Amen. And in that regard, like I said, this is a new venture for us. And when you birth anything new, there's always some birthing pain. So, unfortunately, you should have been listening to, and you should throughout this program, you should be listening to music from our special guest, and I'm going to bring him on right now, Deacon Robert Brown. I'm going to let him identify himself and just say what he wants to say about himself, and then we're going to have some questions. Amen. Deacon Brown, sir.
What's up? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well, sir. How about you?
I'm good.
Very well, sir. Well, welcome to... you're the inaugural guest on Kingdom Voices, sir. So in the annals, when they go back and start talking about Kingdom Voices, Deacon Brown has a place in history there. So we're just grateful and thankful for your being that first guest. And again, I apologize to you as I did earlier about what had happened. And we're gonna find a way, even if we can somehow, Pastor Hill, hint. Maybe we might be able to play some of his songs unless the Lord builds the house. Amen. We're going to do something. I know that's right. All right, sir. Let's just talk. I'm going to let you just introduce yourself because, introduce yourself and tell us whatever you want us to know about you, and then we'll ask some questions and we'll go from there. We'll entertain callers if they have questions as well. Go ahead, sir.
Amen, amen. And I'm glad that I'm one of the first guests to be.
I
thank God for that he has given me the opportunity and opened the door that we may help each other build up the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I'm Deacon Brown, artist, gospel rap artist, and my mission is to help build up God's kingdom, to bring God's people together as one, because there's so many churches out there, and it's like if we all serving the same God and worshiping Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that we should be able to humble ourselves and come together as one, put aside our differences, and complete the mission and help build the body of Christ. But it's so many division among ourselves. It's like we are not fighting the enemy. We're fighting against ourselves. We're saying we this and we that. So I come, that my mission is to bring the people of God together as one. And if I could do that through my music, and I feel like that God will bless me and able to do that, because that is the vision that he's given me. And anytime God give a man a vision, he going to back that vision up.
All right, sir. And you know what, Deacon, I'm glad. Oh, no, go ahead. You got some more you want to add?
No.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because one of the things that I understand, and I'll just get your concurrence on it, or you can just add in what you want to, but music, in as far as gospel music, where it's gospel music, gospel rap, that is a ministry. Amen. And it functions in the same vein as any other type of ministry that builds up and edifies and uplifts the body of Christ. And it should be treated with such respect. And that we should not take it for granted that because we have certain gifts and talents. We have to understand that if you're in Christ, those gifts and talents, first off, they come from the Lord, and then they're supposed to be used for His glory, and it's a ministry. Would you agree with that, sir?
Amen.
And I thank God for your commitment. I don't know. Well, let me ask you this. How long have you been a gospel rapper?
I'd say probably about eight years.
Okay. Prior to that, what were you doing?
Before I became a gospel rapper?
Yes, sir.
I was doing secular music and selling drugs.
Okay. How long did you do secular music?
I'd say probably around 6 years.
Okay. Now, again, we're just exploring getting people to know you, because I know that you would agree with me too, sir. When we come into Christ, and once we confess and repent our sins to Him, the Bible says that He forgives us completely and throws our sins into a place that He's never going to bring them back up again. And one of the things that I think that people have to understand is that you brought that out on your own. We need to be transparent about where we came from. And because that's not something that's a negative for us. Would you agree, sir? And you can just expound on all of that.
Amen. Because it's like sometimes we have people, we don't want people to know our background, because whether we've done something that made us feel shame or
yes, sir,
something that we hate that we've done. But those people out there that's stuck in the same situation and don't believe that God can bring them out and don't see how can God bring them out. But we as people could be living testimony, because God brought us out, that
yes,
God
sir,
can bring them out. So that's why it's good to tell our testimony.
Yes, sir. And you know what I want to ask you, because I'm almost certain I'm going to get the answer. How would you say that your experiences have impacted you with your music and your and gospel rap?
How would I say?
How has that affected you? How has your past, your experience, those things that you came through, coming into salvation, and how has it affected the way your music is, the songs that you write and the songs that you rap about?
Well, I can say it was a learning process, because when I first started doing gospel rap, the church really didn't accept it right away.
That's right.
So therefore, like, I had like a struggle. Sometimes
yeah.
I got weary. So it was like my message, like, I had to gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. How can I put God's word in my music and that the people will be able to receive it? Because at first they were like, man, you just bashing. you bashing the church. You are bashing the people, this and that. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't have no understanding at that point in time, because I was like a babe. I'm just doing it. And
yes,
I was just going – going by what I seen and the things I heard. So it's like at that point in time, I really didn't know what I was doing. I just had the zeal and then had the knowledge to go with it. But as I got into it, as I began to pray, as I began to grow in it, then the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding came with it. So now I learned how that through my trial and tribulation, how I put the word of God through my music with my trial and tribulation, that it would be more effectively in someone's life.
All right, sir. Praise God. Now, I want to ask you about the first song that you told me about, Live Through Me. Could you explain that, and how did you come to that title?
Okay, I was like, okay, I was going through a little transition, and I was like telling God, man, you can live through me. If nobody else don't want to allow you to live through them, you can live through me. But I was basically telling God, if you want to use me to help build the church, then you can use me. And I was saying that, like I just was saying, that you can't give a baby meat thinking that he can stand. So the same thing with the word of God, I was saying that we got to build a church right. We got to give babies milk and give the grown-up meat. Then
right.
when the babies begin to get the sincere milk of God, the word of God, then they can stand in the time of trial and tribulation. But
yeah.
A lot of folks, they get it backwards. They give the baby meat, and then all of a sudden, when it's time for them to go through trial and tribulation, they can't stand because they ain't been grown up right.
That's
they ain't
right.
got the right nutrient. They ain't got the right word to help them stand to go to the next level in God. So they stay stagnated in that baby stage, keep crawling, falling, and never get to the point where they can say, all right, Pastor, I don't need you to pray for me today. I can pray on my own.
Yeah.
So that's why I was saying, Lord, you can live through me to show the people how can we build a church, how can we come together. So that was
Amen. Well, you know what, T? I got a question. At what stage of your relationship with the Lord were you when you came up with that song? Were you still a babe? Were you coming out of being a babe? Or where were you?
No, I came out of the baby stage. I began to, now I can
okay.
tell you, well, I'm way mature than I was.
Okay. Well, very good, sir. Very good. That's powerful information that you gave. And I love that the title, Live Through Me, and how you came to that. You know, because that's what we should all be looking to do, is have God live through us, and we should open ourselves and make ourselves available for that. Amen.
Amen.
If you're in Christ, that's what you're supposed to do. It talks about I believe in Hebrews, where it talks about make your bodies a living sacrifice. Is that not right?
Amen.
I believe it's in Hebrews. Let me get my Bible. I don't want to just spit that out at folks, and I know we doing this live, but we want to make sure that it's, you know what I'm saying, sir?
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely, and I like that declaration that you have, because again, we're talking about being kingdom minded about the works of God, and you cannot be kingdom minded about the works of God if you don't understand that you need to have God live through you. Amen.
Amen.
That's a good thing right there. Let's see. It's not, I thought it was Hebrews, but maybe it's Romans. I think it's one of those, it must be Romans. Let me see, sir. I'm getting there. So, yeah, that's a live through me. Oh, my God. Live through me. That's awesome right there. I'm stuck. Because you know what, Deke, I'm going to tell you. Yeah, I'm going to read. I got it. Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse, and I'm going to – my Bible is the amplified version of the Bible. It reads different from the King James or others, but it does amplify the Word of God, and you get the full force of this thing. And it reads thusly, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Amen. That's a bold
Amen.
Declaration that we all should be making in Christ, and particularly if God has given you a gift, ability to express yourself, be it in however the gift is God gives it to you, then you have to recognize that that gift is given to you for a reason, not to sit around and talk about I got a gift, but you're supposed to do it to the glory of God, and you want him to live through you. I can't wait to, I'm going to go back on my, in the email, I'm going to listen to the songs, and then we're going to get them songs out there. All right, sir. If anyone wants to call in, if you got any questions for Deacon Brown, you can do so by, if you're on the internet, is dial in 1-347-945-5416 and press 1. I think we got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Shu.
Hey, how you doing?
I recognize that voice. Amen.
Yeah,
how you doing, sir?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Amen.
All right, sir. Amen. You got a caller? You got a question for Deacon Brown?
Well, yeah, I just want to say that I can identify with him and what he's doing because I don't write rap like I used to. For me, I'm getting older.
Oh.
And I used to rap and
I got
You know, my gift got converted too. But also I noticed I traveled with two bands doing spoken word before. And, of course, some people confuse that with rap too, you know, like
yes, they do.
I do spoken word, people would say, son, I really like that rap that you did, you know. like you say, though, sometimes it's hard for people in the churches to accept your gift, especially a lot of the older, a lot of the older people, you know.
Yes, sir.
I had a young lady who she was confusing the spoken word also with the rap, and she had said to me, she said, why don't you come to our church and do some of that rap, you know? And then when I said, I don't really do the rap thing. I still do spoken word. And
yeah.
She said, I ain't really want that rap anyway, you know. So people, they find it kind of hard to accept your gift in rapping, but I definitely believe that if God gave it to you, you know, you should use it for his glory, you know.
Absolutely.
And, amen. And the last thing I want to say is that, you know, a lot of people, some people will say, well, rap ain't of God and stuff like that, but I think it's not the gift, spirit behind each gift, because a lot of people say, well, the serpent is evil, but then when you look at the Bible, we go to Numbers chapter 21, verse 6 through 9. God told Moses to take a serpent of brass, the same thing that was biting the people, and turn around and bring life to them.
That's right,
so,
sir.
It was a tree that Adam ate from that brought death to all of us, but then God turned around and used the cross of a tree to bring life back to us.
Come on,
so,
sir.
You know, it is not that wrath is bad. It's the spirit behind whoever, you know, you're allowing to use you in.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
If you got the word of God in that rap,
yes.
I guarantee you, man, God is going to touch somebody through what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And, I just want to encourage you to continue on and, you know, don't be discouraged if, you know, somebody turned you away or whatever.
That's right.
Definitely getting the word of God in it. I'm going to be listening myself if you've got the word in it.
I know
Amen.
That's right. And you know what? I'm going to add something in there behind what Pastor Shu is talking about, because there's a couple things that came to my spirit while he was talking. Some people don't understand that. What they're doing is they're going by what they say is traditional gospel. But what they don't understand,
mm-hmm.
traditional gospel wasn't traditional gospel. In the 1920s, Dr. Tommy A. Dorsey introduced the traditional gospel to the churches. They like to kill that man because it was born of the Mississippi Blues. And only when he did his Lord Take My Hand did they start to just back up off of him. But when he first introduced it, they wanted to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Man.
And see, that's right. What we have to understand is, what we really have to understand in the church, and this is something that is not just about the music, it's about how we receive people. In our churches, we got this here, some crazy idea that if you come into our church and you don't look like us, you don't talk like us, then you can't be with us. I'm sorry. Jesus said he came for the sick and the lost.
Amen.
He didn't say nothing about how you look. And I think that's also translating with the music, because people want to just, you know, the devil will always point out some negative stuff and throw it up in your face. But like you're saying, again, Jesus told his disciples when they went out and they did a great work and they came back and said, we ran into something that was doing what we was doing. Jesus says, yeah, but if they were naming, if they were doing it in my name, then they're with us. They don't have to be with you to be with you. And that's the thing that we're talking about. So I thank God. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, well, you know, like I said, I want to encourage my brothers out. You know, we got to edify one another.
That's right,
Amen.
Son. That's what we're supposed
Amen.
To do. We're helping one unto another. And when you're in the body of Christ, as what Deacon was talking about, what happened when he came in with the rap, people were vilifying him because it was different.
Amen.
It was different. And you know what I think, Deacon? I heard something when you were saying what you were saying. What you were doing, you was looking at what you saw in the church, and you rapped about it. And you know what? When people are doing wrong, they don't like to be exposed.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God does that to people, too.
Amen.
But they can't fight the Word, but they'll certainly get on somebody like you.
Amen.
Amen.
But the truth is the truth. And so I tell you this, be true to whatever it is that God tells you to be. If you see something and he allows you to express it, if it's expressed through rap, so be it.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Be it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Too bad we don't have that
Amen.
Music playing right now, but that's all right. This is Kingdom Voices. Amen. And we thank you, everyone that's listening in. If you want to be an active participant, you want to ask questions, by all means, all you got to do if you're on that internet is dial 347-945-5416. This is Kingdom Voices in a Praise and Media Group. We're brought to you by Nathan on the Spot. Amen. Amen. And I want to go to the second song that he has on here. I've been baptized. Oh, Deacon Brown, talk about that, sir.
Now, on that song, I would like basically focus on the people that been baptized by the Holy Ghost, but it's like a lot of folks been baptized by the Holy Ghost, but they ain't doing nothing like in the church.
Uh-oh.
They just sitting down on their gift and they're saying, well, God, I'm just going to wait till you come and get me, but not out there laboring, ain't doing nothing with what God gave him. So
Uh-oh.
I'm telling them, man, I've been baptized by that fire, and I've been dipped down in blood, but I'm on fire for God. So I'm going out there trying to call people into the kingdom. I'm out there in the highways and the hedges. I'm not just sitting down waiting for God come. I'm out there working while it's
Yes,
day.
Sir.
So that's what that song is about. I've been baptized.
Praise the Lord. I think we got a caller. Somebody wants to talk to Deacon Brown. Hello.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Sherry calling in.
Oh! She surprised me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Well, let me just say something here for folks that may not know. This is Pastor Sherry O'Scales from Sound the Alarm Ministry of 2169 Cleveland Avenue in the city of Columbus, Ohio. She is the co-host of Unless the Lord Builds the House, that
Amen.
Is also on it's also on Enterprise and Media Group on Nathan on the Spot on Saturdays
Amen.
From 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time. She is the co-host, and oh yeah, I co-host it with her as well.
Amen.
And oh yeah, that's not the end of it. That be my fiance.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Talk, babe.
Well, praise the Lord to everybody. I just thank God for being on and pressing one. I wanted to be a part of the birthing of Kingdom Voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
And support, be supportive and keep it in my prayers. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. And just wanted to just thank God for what I heard from you, Deacon Brown.
Yes.
Praise the Lord to you. God bless you. Just the very spirit that you have. I can't wait to hear your songs because just hearing you, I hear relationship.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
And just not even heard your song, so I know that what God has given you in the songs does magnify God and magnify Jesus. And I hear the sincerity and the humility you have, and I thank God for the very vision that God has given you of the work of the kingdom and to bring his people into oneness, you know,
yes.
with him, agreement and harmony and everything with him, because even Jesus said in John 17, you know, that 21, that they all may be one as thou, Father art in me and I in thee, that yes. they also may be wanting us, that the world may believe.
All
that
right.
God has sent me, and I thank God for that. God sent his son into the world. And
uh-huh.
Deacon Brown, you are also his son.
Yes. Amen.
That
Amen.
He has sent into the world that those that would believe
mm-hmm.
that Jesus is real and that
Amen.
You were sent by God, a son that's also sent by God to do the works that Jesus did and even greater works. So, you know, I just encourage you in the Lord, be ye steadfast, unmovable, bounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in him is not in vain.
Yes.
And whatever God is giving you, and I know you will stick to it because he's got a people for you. He's
Amen.
Got a people out there strictly for you, for that level of ministry that you have. You know,
Amen.
So I'm just grateful to be a part and to be able to encourage your heart and spirit even more and to let you know you will always be a part of my intercessory prayer. Praise
Amen.
God. And anything else that we could do to be of a help, we will. But, you know, God bless you. Continue to be encouraged in the Lord. And as he told Joshua, be of a good courage and just do it.
Amen.
Amen.
And Pastor Terry, don't go nowhere because at the end I'm going to ask you to pray us out. But
okay.
I want you to get something for me. I want you to get the scripture
mm-hmm.
that talks about those talents. Tell me that scripture.
Okay, Matthew 25.
Matthew 25, that's what it is. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Thank you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 25. And you know why I said that, Deke, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Because I heard what you said about the baptized, about being baptized and sitting on that, and you know, well, we just going to give them some scripture so they can understand what we're talking about. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 25, and we're going to start at that, we're going to start at the 14th verse. Amen. And I'm going to read it until it finishes up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 25:14 in Amplified Bible says this: For it is like a man who was about to take a long journey, and he called his servants together and entrusted them with his property. To one he gave 5 talents, probably about $5,000, to another 2, to another 1, each in proportion to his own personal ability. Then he departed and left the country. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he gained 5 talents more. And likewise, he who had received the 2 talents, he also gained 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went out and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came and brought him five more, saying, Master, you entrusted to me 5 talents. See, here I have gained 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, you upright, honorable, admirable, and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of much. Enter into and share the joy, the delight, the blessedness which your master enjoys. And he who had the 2 talents came forward saying, Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me, and here I have gained 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, you upright, honorable, and admirable and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over little. I will put you in charge of much. Enter into and share the joy, this delight, the blessedness which your master enjoys. He who had received 1 talent also came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a harsh and hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you had not winnowed the grain. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is your own. But his master answered him, You wicked and lazy, idle servant. Did you indeed know that I reap where I have not sowed and gather grain where I have not winnowed? Then you should have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent away from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Deacon Brown. You got some more you want to say about that baptized? I've been baptized.
Yeah, that's what I was saying on that song about.
I thought that's what you were saying, sir.
A lot of folks being baptized by the Holy Ghost, but they think like that's it.
Yes, sir.
He just ain't baptized us in the fire for nothing. In Acts, he was telling them, he said, man, after you be baptized, then you should have power to become a witness. So
Uh-oh.
Therefore, that's what he was telling us. You got to become a witness after you've been baptized. You just can't sit there and that's why Jesus began to talk about the light. You know what I'm saying? You don't put the light on the under the cover that people can't see it.
That's right,
so
sir.
That's the baptism. Once you be baptized, that means you know caught on fire for God. And you, wherever you go, you want people to know about that relationship that you have with Him. No matter who it is, you just want them to feel that same relationship that you have with God. You want them to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was talking about in baptized.
And you know what? I just did something here. I'm changing the order of the way that you told me the songs. I've been, I know, you know what I'm going to do? Yeah, I'm going to change the order. That's what I'm doing. the order of the songs you gave me, you told me, live through me. That's going to come after I've been baptized. Uh-huh. And the first song that's going to come up is going to be the third song that you gave me. And we're going to go to there and talk about that. That's I plead the blood of Jesus. So live through, I've been baptized. Is the second song, and then Live Through Me will be the third in the order of things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about I plead the blood of Jesus.
Okay, now I plead the blood. I was like, it's kind of more like a prayer. It was like a prayer to God that I would plead the blood of Jesus over my whole family, my whole life.
Ooh.
And then as I begin to plead the blood, and I begin to focus on, I ain't seeing too many people witnessing no more. They just talking about this and talking about that, but they ain't working out there in the field. They ain't calling the people to come in. They ain't going over there and telling the people about Jesus that we need to come in to the house of God, that God's house may be filled. They were just caught up in, oh, this person over here killing this. They drug dealing over here. They doing this. They doing that. They was caught up in the what people are doing instead of trying to bring them into the house of God. And then I was telling them, man, even though in the house of God we got people that been in church, but they are hurt. They hurt. So I'm pleading the blood over their lives. I'm pleading the blood because now by they being hurt and broken souls, we start confusion because we hurt. We get offended. Now by us being offended, we build a wall around ourselves and don't want to let people in. So now we start confusion because we hurt and broken.
Yes, sir.
It's all about pleading the blood. I plead the blood over everything.
Amen. And I heard you in the early onset of when you started explaining about how you came to the concept of that song. You initially said it with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to start at home.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Before it's a good thing for us to go outside and witness, but you should be first place. You ought to be able to witness is in your home, and
Amen.
Ensure that you get your family right, like Joshua said. When he was about ready to lead the children of Israel into the promised land, and he was charging them, you know, this is what we need to do, this is what we're going to do. They said, oh, yeah, we're going to do all that. But then Joshua said, you know, I don't know what y'all are going to do, but as for me and my house, Joshua 24:15, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And you know what, I'm going to ask you this, Deacon. I'm just designing some stuff here. Deacon Brown, is that you're Deacon in your church?
Well, I don't move up.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I don't move up from Deacon Brown. I'm Prophet Brown.
That's what I thought. Uh-huh. I knew it. I'm sorry. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. All right. So what should I call you now, sir? I'm going to get up off that. Is that Deacon Brown just going to be
that's
your musical name? That's your name for the music?
Reason why I had kept Deacon Brown because when I was in the church and I was doing gospel rap there at an event. And they were like, man, boy, you coming hard like one of them old deacons. So I just, that just stuck with me. So
that's
I kept it.
But you prophet Brown.
Yes, sir.
I knew it. I was about ready to prophesy on you, sir. I was about ready to tell you about what you said about I've been baptized by sitting on the gift. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad the Holy Ghost said, ask the question. Don't come at my brother like that. Ask the question before you vilify him. I thank the Holy Ghost, but I'm grateful and thankful that he put that in my spirit. Because I said, oh, wait a minute. I'm hearing something here. Now, if y'all did not know, now you know. We're talking to Prophet Robert Brown. Amen. A.K.A. Deacon Brown for his music. But he's Prophet Robert Brown. He ain't sitting on his gifts. Amen.
Amen.
So we got the order of your song, sir. I don't know how you're releasing them, but I plead the blood of Jesus. I know that has to come first. I've been baptized. And then once you've been baptized, then you understand about live through me.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord for that. Now, if there's anybody out there, now, we still got a little bit of time. If you want to call in and speak with Prophet Deacon Brown, amen, Deacon Robert Brown, you can dial, if you're on that Internet, just dial 347-945-5416. This is Kingdom Voices in the Praisement Media Group, Nathan on the spot, and we doing nothing but kingdom business up in here, up in here.
Amen.
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 So, Deke, let's give people some that may be listening, that may be in the area where you're living at. Where are you at?
I'm down in Apopka, Florida. I'm right by, I'm like 15 minutes from Orlando.
What's the name of the city again?
Apopka, Florida.
Apopka, Florida. Yes, I've seen that before. What's the name of the church, sir?
I'm in True Pentecostal Holy Church.
Amen. Amen. Those of y'all down there in that Apopka, Florida area, and, you know, you're in the vicinity there, and you don't got a church home, go out there and check out the church and Deacon Brown. Amen. Say that again, sir. Apostle, the Prophet Robert Deacon Brown. Go ahead and say that church again.
True Pentecostal Holiness Church of Apopka,
Florida. True Pentecostal Holiness Church in Apopka, Florida, where you can hear, and you're going to hear the man of God. He's going to be doing more than just rapping. He's going to be declaring what thus says the Lord. You might walk up there and get, whoa, you're going to get preached to. And some stuff's going to be told about you. Maybe you might not want to hear it. I don't know. All right, we have another caller. This is Kingdom Voices. Hello.
Hi, this is Letitia.
This is who?
Letitia, EMG President.
Oh, Ambassador Letitia.
Yes. How are you doing?
Very good.
You got a question? Hi, Deacon Brown. How are you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. Yes, I have a question. I want to know, what advice would you give to the young man that is, like, new on the journey that want to start, and they're scared? You know, they may think, you know, what are my friends going to say?
Well, I would say, at first that they need to get in the Word of God. They need to get in the Word of God, study the Word of God, and stay focused on the Word of God. Because once they get the Word of God in them, it automatically going to come out in their rap. So once they get it in them, embedded in them, then they ain't going to have to worry about what their friends can say, because after they've been baptized, they ain't going to have no other choice but to become a witness.
Amen. And you know what, Deacon, we're going to stay in that lane right there. Give some advice to young gospel rappers about the ills and the things that they're going to come up with in this industry, particularly with them being young, and also, you know, maybe they're not as strong in their relationship with the Lord as they should be. So give them some sage advice.
Well, I would say that you got to stay around folks that are in the gospel, that we can't, it's like, if you're not strong enough to uphold the gospel while you're around those folks that are just rapping to be rapping and not trying to glorify God, they're going to overtake you. So you got to stay around the folks that in the church that dedicated, that you may have that same hunger, that you may have that same thirst. And you'll get that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You'll be able to put those things in your rhymes and in your raps, that you'll be able to minister to people through your music instead of just telling a story that ain't giving no one something to stand on. So
right.
You gotta. That's why the word is so important, to be in your music, so someone to have something to stand on. Because the Bible says everything else is going down but the Word of God.
That's
everything is going to perish. So once you begin to put the Word of God in it, there's no more, they saying, oh, you just rapping. No, I ain't rapping no more because I got the word of God in there. Everything I'm talking about, everything that I'm speaking about is nothing but the word of God. So if you're coming against what I'm saying, you're coming against the scriptures. You come against what the word says. So
yes,
you begin to stay in the word because I had to learn. Because if I tell you how I feel, then you could come against how I feel.
That's right.
But if I say the word of God on my music, period, and you come against the word of God, then that's on you and God. So you can't say that, oh, you wrong now. So I ain't wrong now because now I'm preaching the word of God on my music. So that's the way I tell them, man, you got to stay in the word of God. Once you stay in the word of God and you get in the, on the beat and the spirit of God just going to flow, and all of a sudden you just going to be like, man, I read that like 5 months ago. I forgot all about that. All of a sudden you get revelation. You get stuff that you ain't know that was in you because it's
right
in the word of God. So that's why the main focus that they should focus on, the word of God. So they
won't,
once they get focused and rooted in the word of God, they won't have to worry about listening to Lil Wayne again and saying what he's saying and putting it in their word. They
Come
won't
on,
have
sir.
To say, I popped a molly and I'm sweat. I put it in my rap. We had gospel rappers. We ain't got to imitate what they doing because our God is more powerful than the God that they are serving.
That's
so
right, sir.
I ain't got to put what they saying in my rhyme. Why? Because God, the God I serve, he give life and not death. So
that's right,
I'm going to speak life in my music. So that's the main focus. That's what they got to do.
And I got something else that's just in my spirit. Particularly when you're talking about young artists, gospel artists or musicians or singers, when they're first coming out, there's a lot of pitfalls that they have to deal with because the enemy's going to come after them. So you identify that. I heard you. Go ahead and identify it for them.
Yeah, man. You going to see when you first start out. That's why I was saying. That's why. See, when I first started out, I wasn't looking at it as, oh man, I got to put the word in. I'm just using that. Are we rapping? Are we just rapping? We rapping, but not knowing what we rapping. Why we rapping? So you got to identify what is your mission, what you trying to do, what you trying to accomplish, what is your motive behind what you doing. So when you can find out your motive of what you doing it for, and why are you doing it, so that will give you a better insight of what you're going to talk about, or God, this is what you should use me at because this is what you put in me, this is the vision you gave me. So you won't stay off course. Once you get in a place where God wants you to be, everything will be easy. It would be
that's right,
easier, so that's why they got to stay focused on what are they doing it for. If they doing it to please people, then they ain't gonna do what God told them to do. So
that's
you
right.
got to, you gonna come across some people gonna say, man, you shouldn't be doing that, or you should ease up, or you should do this, or you should do it that way, you should do it this way. If you got to do it how God tell you to do it,
that's right.
You
got
to do it how God tell you to do it. So When you do it how God tell you to do it, you ain't have to worry about people because people gonna say this and say that regardless. You're gonna come through the struggle. You might even have family members come against you. But you got to stand strong on the word of God and say, God, this is what you're calling me to do, and I'm going to stand strong because every man's work going to be tried by fire. It's going to be tried by fire. So just because you rap it, that don't mean that ain't nobody gonna come against you. That don't mean that the enemy ain't gonna try to discourage you. Why? Because he's trying to see what you're doing, what you're working with. So if you are rooted and grounded in the word, then he can't do nothing.
Come
and
on,
he might
sir.
Get a little word, but God gonna send someone there to encourage you. Say, man, come on, man, keep it up. You're doing good. You're doing good. So that's what they got to do.
Well, I'm glad the Holy Spirit led me there because I hit a nerve there. I can tell, sir, and I'm glad that he did that because, sir, you can explain some things to a lot of folks out here. We got a lot of young artists out here, and you know what? They have to be very, very careful because the enemy, just like Jesus told Peter, he desires to sift them like wheat.
Amen.
And when you know, when you the Bible tells me this, when you start looking for your rewards in this life, you already got them.
Amen.
You don't look to heaven for the heavenly rewards because that's not what you're looking for.
Amen.
You're looking to get rewards from man. You already got them. And guess
Amen.
What? you can't fool God with your with how you trying to you know, one of the things, one of my pet peeves, Deke, is when, you know, these award programs and they get up there and the artists win something, and even actors, any entertainment people, they get up there and they feel they got to do this obligatory thing. I want to thank God, and then from there they go from there, and everything is me, myself, and I.
Amen.
God ain't impressed by that. And if you start out saying that you're with him, then you need to stay with him, because I know there's a scripture somewhere that says that if you put your hand to the plow and you take your hands off of it, you ain't fit for the kingdom.
Amen.
So that's just a word of advice to any of these young artists out here that are allowing yourself to be tossed to and fro by any wind of doctrine.
Amen.
And the Bible tells me that when that happens, you're unstable, and you're unstable in all your ways.
Amen.
And I thank God that we had someone here who has experience that knows what he was talking about. And I heard the passion coming from his voice when the Lord took us there.
Amen.
And you got to, if anyone wants to call in, we still got a few more minutes. We got about 7 more minutes. If anyone wants to call in and ask a question with Prophet Deacon Robert Brown, 347-945-5416, Kingdom Voices. Amen. Interpretive Media Group, Nathan on the spot. That's how we roll. Amen. Ambassador Tisha, you got another question?
No, sir. That I was just wondering. You know, I'm an up-and-coming gospel artist myself, so I was just wondering.
And I want to say is that you got to make sure that this is what you want to do, because a lot of people get in because they say, gospel rap, they thinking, oh, well, I'm going to blow up and make all this kind of money. Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. If you thinking that, you're in it for the wrong purpose. That's why you got a lot of gospel rappers. They start out doing gospel and all of a sudden they like, man, I don't want to do that no more. I want to do secular music. Don't label me as no gospel rapper no more. Just label me as a positive rapper. I just do positive rap. So
God.
You got to understand where you at. You got to look at it, man. We ain't in it for the money. Why? Because we in it for the soul. We trying to build God's kingdom. Jesus was letting people know. Jesus said, man, if you working, yeah, man, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to bless you. Because a workman is worthy of getting paid. If you out there laboring, you might not get it. You might not get your blessing right now. But I'm telling you, if you stay in it, you stay faithful to what God has called you, I'm sure to tell you that God is going to bless your socks off.
Come
Why?
On.
Because it's in the word of God. See, a lot of people, a lot of folks, they jump in it thinking that, oh, man, I'm going to blow up overnight. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No, it's not like that. You got to be patient, man. Your work got to be tried first. You got to be tested in order to get those things from God. See, what the enemy do, but the devil say, man, bunk that, but I get to you quick. And that's the picture that he paint, the same
Come
kind
on,
of picture
sir.
That he tried to, when Jesus, he took Jesus up there, when Jesus was being led by the Holy Ghost. And the fast and be tempted by the devil for those 40 days and those 40 nights. See, the enemy painted that picture real fast for him. Man, you bow down and worship me, but I give you all this real fast. You ain't got to suffer. You ain't got to do this. You ain't got to do that. All you got to do is just bow down and worship me. See, when people do that, they don't have the patience. They don't have the patience. See, James began to talk about the patience. See, let patience have your perfect work. Then when patience done and got hold of you and grow to its perfection, man, you ain't going to want and desire nothing. Why? Because God done gave you everything. If you allow that patience to grow in you.
Absolutely. And you know what, Prophet? We in that mode right now. I'm sure that we're going to have a little conversation with our Christ Executive Officer, EMG, because it looks like you got a message that you can bring to the mantle of God, sir. That's another program that's sponsored by EMG. That comes on Mondays, amen, I believe from 9 to 10:15, and it's the same call-in number, 347-945-5416, or you can go on the Internet at Blog Talk Radio. /Nathan on the spot. And you said something that stuck in my spirit, and I thank God I was able to hold on to it. When you start out as a gospel rapper and then you decide that you want to just, you know, you want to run for the money, guess what that's akin to? Because we're talking about a relationship. That's akin to what Jesus said about this. If you deny me on earth, I will Amen. Deny you before my Father in heaven.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it means. You turn Amen. Away from him on earth, and that commitment that you made to do gospel rap, because that's a ministry. Gospel music is a ministry. And when you commit to that, Jesus, God is like this. He expects us to honor our commitments. Why? Because he honored his.
Amen. Amen.
And if we're supposed to be representative of him and we say we're about the kingdom, well, then the kingdom is about excellence and honoring your commitments. God, he loves us with everlasting love, and he made a commitment to us from the very beginning, and he ain't broke that thing yet, and he will never break it because, again, Numbers 23:19 says he's not a man that he should lie. And then Isaiah 55:11 just simply tells you that the word of God, when he speaks that thing, and it goes forth and it will prosper, and wherever he sent it to, it don't return back to him null and void or insufficient.
Amen.
And it should not be it should be the same with us. When you make a commitment, you make a vow, you honor that. Because if not, then you can't be his. Then we have to check that baptism. Am I right, sir?
Amen, amen.
Because you might have been baptized by the wrong spirit. There's another spirit out there, and he ain't holy.
Amen, amen.
I'm just saying. That's true.
It's the same thing going on today, man. It's like we got, even though they in the church, even though we're in the church is like separated. We got the Satan building his kingdom in the church as God building his kingdom in the church. But we got to have the spirit of discernment to discern who they're a part of. Because the Bible say that Satan's going to set up his house right in the house of God. So he's building his kingdom in the house of God as we're trying to build. So we got to have that spirit of discernment. Like, whoa, that's why Jesus began to talk about the fruit. Man, you're going to know them by the fruits they bear. And then Jesus said the same thing. Jesus said, man, the wheat and the tare. So when Jesus is speaking about that, the weak and the child, he was letting us know, man, it's in the house of God, it's going to be the kingdom of the devil and my kingdom in the same place. But you got to learn, you got to discern who is who. Who is
That's
who?
Right,
so
mm-hmm.
once you discern who is who, then you will know them by the fruits they bear. You'll say, well, all right, now I understand what level this man on. I see where he at. He ain't truly sold out to God. He's just halfway in right now. So I can't give him the same benefit that I would give a man that's totally sold out. I can't give this man the same benefit that I give him. Why? Because this man is totally sold out, and his man right here, he's saying, man, I'm just in it. I'm just in it to get healed and get what I can and go about my business.
All right, so, sir. Amen. We want to thank everyone that called in and listened, anyone that was on the Internet. That may have called in by phone, and even if you didn't dial in and press 1, we do appreciate you. This is Kingdom Voices. My name is Minister Arthur L. Weatherby. We really want to thank our special guest, our first, the inaugural guest on Kingdom Voices, presented by Interpraisement Media Group, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. We're talking about Prophet Deacon Robert Brown. Amen, everyone. We really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
And we sure enough looking forward to having you in another form, because I know now the word is out. The mantle of God is the next spot that you can be looking to be contacted on, so I'm just saying. so just get ready. I know you got a message already ready. You gave a couple of them already tonight. We thank God for you, sir. We thank God for you. And now we're going to go to Pastor Sherry Scales so she can pray us out.
Father, we thank you, oh God, and we worship you, and we give you glory and honor for all that has transpired tonight. We thank you for strength. We thank you for encouragement, oh God. God, we're just thanking you right now for the victory that we have in you, God, according to our faith and trust in you, God. We thank you for relationship, God. We thank you for everything that came out to encourage us, even upcoming audiences, oh God, or those that's already flowing in gospel rap, Father. Oh God, that they may know the foundation, oh God, is the word of God. And their relationship with you, Father. God, we thank you right now, God, for the host, oh God, hallelujah, for I'm stepping in. God, continue to bless and use him for your glory. Continue to bless, oh God, Ambassador Letitia, as she called in, Father God, and everything that's concerning her, Father, perfecting that which concerning her, Father.
God, we just thank you for Pastor Shula and everyone, God, that listen, oh, God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Prophet Deacon Brown, oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, God, continue to encourage his heart, oh, God, to know, Heavenly Father, oh, God, that what you've given him, God, you're backing him up, Heavenly Father. And, God, you didn't ask him to do anything, oh, God, that your grace and your mercy and your favor is not with him, oh, God. Father, we're just thanking you right now for one another, for kingdom building, for oneness, for salvation, for restoration. Father, we give you glory and we give you the honor and we give you the
Amen.
Praise, Heavenly Father. Without you, we cannot do nothing, oh God.
Right.
And Father, we thank you. It's all for your kingdom. It's all about you, and it's all for your glory. And God, that some soul may cry out, what
Ooh.
Must I do, first of all, to be saved?
My.
And
Amen.
To come into that love relationship first with you before the gifts and the talents, oh God, we need to be in love relationship with you, Father. And,
Amen.
Oh God, we thank
yes.
you for it now, God, and now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank Pastor Sherry for that prayer. She took my benediction. She took my Oh, we won. That's right. All right, that's good. What's hers is mine. What's mine is hers. Amen. That's right. Check us out on Unless the Lord Builds the House.
Thank you.
On Saturdays from 9 to 10:30 p.m. 347-945-5416. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Thank God for your participation. And we just bless the Lord at this time. And Deke, do you have anything that you want to add? Do you have anything you want to promote? So we still got about a minute.
Well, I got. They can check some of my stuff out, music out on SoundCloud at Deke Brown SoundCloud. You go Deke Brown on YouTube. See some videos.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I got Reverb Nation. I got some songs on Reverb Nation, Deke Brown. And you check my Facebook page out. Taking over my city, Brown. So that's about all.
Amen. Well, we praise the Lord for you, sir. We really do, and we really appreciate you for what you do, sir, and also for being understanding of the unfortunate that we have with not being able to play the music. But I think that God, I believe in the order of God, and he does things according to Romans 8:28.
Hmm.
And a lot of things that were said tonight was very important and needed to be said, and it needed to be heard.
Yeah.
And I just thank God for you, sir. And we look forward to just future endeavors with you.
Amen, amen. But I don't mean to, hello?
Yes, I'm still listening.
Yeah, as you were talking, I keep hearing like instructions. It's something that you wanna do. I don't know if it's a part of what you're doing right now, but God gave me like an insight. Gave you an insight like how to set some stuff up. And you like, man, I don't know. Should I present it to him? I don't know. Should I tell him about it? That because God gave you the talent and the gift to do it. And gave you the mind and wisdom how to set some things up, how to make some things smoothly. Yeah, how you seem like you say, man, some stuff kind of rough around the edge though. It's like out of a little place a little bit, but you got the gift and the insight to put things in perspective how they should run smooth on a more professional level as you see it.
Mm.
But God's gonna work some things out that you'll be able to present that thing how you want to present it.
My God, sir, we gonna talk. Amen. We gonna talk.
Amen.
God bless everyone. We signing off. Our time is up, and we'll see you next Sunday at from 9 p.m. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Bless everyone.
I'm so glad that I know you understand. I've done everything I know how to do, and as usual I end up crying out to you. I tried so hard to do my best, but I don't feel like I'll make it through today. I can't remember feeling so much pain, and my tears keep falling like the pouring rain. I try to force myself.
just not there. This pain I'm feeling deep inside my heart seems so unfair. It really feels like I won't make it through another day. So I stand before you with a broken heart, and all I can say is, precious Lord, please. See, I can't front, Lord, standing here today. Cause I stumbled here and there along the way. I'm praying even as I sing this song, Lord. For my breakthrough, I hope it won't be too long. I try to force myself to wear a smile, but it's just not there. This pain I feel deep down inside my heart seems so unfair. This time I feel like I will make it through another day. So I come before you with a broken heart, and all I can say, precious love,
hey.
Would you do that? Would you please do that for me?
Good evening, radio listeners. This is Ruth, and we're back at you this Sunday afternoon. God bless you. First, giving honor to God, who's truly the head of my life, the head of my family's life. I thank and praise God for my husband. I thank and praise God for all that are listening in and tuning in to hear what we have to offer. We thank and praise God for Minister and Pastor Hill. We just thank and praise God for everyone on tonight. Let's get started by just thanking everyone for being a part of Just the Taste that was held on Thursday night. We have Just a Taste once a month, and it takes place at the Conference Suite on Harbison here in Columbia, South Carolina. That's the Conference Suite at Harbison here in Columbia. That's every third Thursday of the month. We have Just a Taste. We thank Tracy Lynn for being there. That's Tracy Lynn's fashion jury, and that's Keisha Gillers. She's an independent consultant for Tracy Lynn. Please feel free to patronize her. Go to TracyLynnJewelry.com, or you can call Keisha on at 803-629-4083. That's Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry. We just thank her for being out there. And she also has Sweet Baby Cakes. She also does the Sweet Baby Cake, and that's a non-edible decorative cake. She puts it together, whatever you would like to have. She will put that together for any baby shower that you may be having and you want to go to, and you just don't know quite the perfect gift. Please contact her. Again, her name is Keisha. They call Kiki, 803-629-4083. Please give her a call. She'll be glad to put that together for you. And then we have 31. 31 was there. Also, LaWanda Williams with 31. She's a 31 consultant. Her phone number is 803-446-6715. Or you can visit her site at www.my31.com/LaWandaWilliams. We just want to thank her for being there as well. We also had a caterer that was on site, and she's trying to get her business as well off the ground, and we were glad to have her there. She came in with her sweet thing, and it's called Heaven Delight. And at this time, she didn't have any pertinent information to give me, but her name is Candace. And Candace Wisdom, and she has a company called Heavenly Light. And she has some wonderful desserts there. And we tried her desserts, and then she sold her desserts. And you can reach her at CandaceWisdom.yahoo.com. She'll be glad to assist you in any way that she can. As soon as I locate her number, I'll be glad to share it with the listeners as well. Just hats off to Just a Taste. Like I said, it takes place every third Thursday of the month. We have it at the Comfort Suites at Harvesting. The address is 750 Saturn Parkway, Columbia, South Carolina, 29212. And that event is from 7 to 9. Setup time is 6:30. We'll be glad to have you on the next event that we're having. That event will take place the third Thursday of this month. Will be the 21st of November. And if you want any more information about that, for the vendor's fee, it's $20. For the chef or the caterer, it's $25. I could be reached at 803-708-5887, 803-708-5887, and that is called Just a Taste, and that's every third Thursday we have it, and we host it here in Columbia, South Carolina at 750 Saturn Parkway, Columbia, South Carolina, 29212 at the Columbia, the Conference Suite of Harvesting. Feel free to give me a call or contact me by email, RuthGWhitfield@yahoo.com or 803-708-5887. We look forward to helping you get started with that as well. Now we just want to make everybody give a great shout-out for Keisha over there at Polish Hair Boutique, located at 651 St. Andrews Road, where we hosted the shop for a cause. It was called Color Me Pink. We had a vendors event that took place on yesterday over there. It was from 4 to 6, and we just had a wonderful time. Some of the vendors from Zuma, the worldwide, and that's something that is done by Nathan Hill. And we specialize in a lot of great products, great healthy products. And one of my specialties is we call it the tea bag. So we just put it in some water and let that tea bag do its thing. And whatever is in that water is just going to break it up. And we're able to drink it and to enjoy it. And we have three times to use it. So if you're interested in finding out a little bit more, not about Zuma, but Zuma. So you call Nathan Hill at 803-767-9214. Again, 803-767-9214. And we're glad to share that with you. Then we had Titi. We had a nice little treat. She also had her cupcakes and things out there. And Titi had her Snicker cupcakes, her Red Velvet cupcakes. She had some wonderful, delicious items that we all enjoyed on yesterday. To be a vendor with us at any time, feel free to give us a call, 803-708-5887. We have many upcoming events that I'm going to just talk about later on in the conversation. But that's TT's, and her number is 843-544-5841. Again, 843-544-5841. And all these people that we're talking about, please, whenever you do contact them, please let them know that you heard about them on Nathan on the Spot. And they will be so excited that you took the time out to give them a call to find out a little bit more about their business. But like I said, we had a wonderful time. 31 was there. So Purpose, myself, we were there. We sell the all natural products. We have something for everybody. Shea butter, we have the heat for muscle joint aches and pain. We have the remedy for a problem skin. dry skin, eczema. We just have a lot of things. The shampoo, conditioner. We have our sugar and salt scrubs. We have our candle, 100% source, where you can do massages. You can condition your cuticle, as well as put some moisture to your skin. That is just to name a few things that Soul Purpose offers. Again, you can call me. I'll be glad to assist you any way that I can. You can visit my website, www.ruthwhitfield.soulpurpose.net, 803-708-5887, and I'll be glad to assist you with that. We also had Amway in the house. We had some jury ladies in the house, as well as Tracy Lynn. We had clothing and shoes there. We had our young lady there selling cancer paraphernalia. And we just really had a wonderful time. We collected tops for the cause. Every 3,000 is a free chemo treatment for someone. We just really enjoyed ourselves. And like I said, that event was Coloring with Pink. It was a vendor event that took place at Polish Hair Boutique, and that boutique is located at 651 St. Andrews Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29210. And Keisha Afforder, she owns that salon, and she does excellent work with people's hair, whether they want to get added hair or if they just want to keep their hair done. She has what you call a signature sew-in. And she promotes healthy hair as well as razor cuts and quick weave. So please stop by or give her a call at 803-772-7007. Again, that's Keisha, and she looks forward to assisting you in any way that she can. Her and the fine ladies in the shop, they have done a wonderful job. The shop is very nice and clean and very inviting, and we all love to visit with Keisha, and she loves to host different events there. So please give us a call or give her a call at 803-722-7007. And please, again, please let everybody know that they heard about them over Nathan on the Spot. And I know that they will welcome you very wholeheartedly. And then just to let you know about some upcoming events that we're going to be having. The upcoming event will be Ladies with a Purpose. That is a nonprofit corporation, and it's a once-a-month tea talk. It will take place November the 10th, 2013 at 5 o'clock. Refreshments will be served by a young lady. She's a chef, Chef Kim Scott. She will be there with the Ruffable Design Catering. And we just want you to come out, the ladies, or the ladies in, I'm sorry, come join us at 651 St. Andrews Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29210. That will be held at the Polish Hair Boutique. Please come. Please bring a friend. That is November the 10th, 2013 at 5 o'clock. Refreshments will be served. We will have two vendors on site. We'll also have Gloria King with Tracy Lynn Cosmetic Jewelry. She's a Tracy Lynn consultant with jewelry, with the fashion jewelry. And Kim Scott with Scentsy, the Wishless Candle. So if you want to get some scented stuff for your home or for your car, and you don't have to take it and light it or anything like that, it's beautiful. You have the sprays for your home, as well as they have soaps and different things as well. So please do come out, ladies, if you're interested. On November the 10th, 2013 at 5 o'clock, we'll be at Polish Hair Boutique. Please come and bring a friend at 651 St. Andrews Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29210. We will have vendors on site, and we'll have our guest speaker from Columbia. And well, she lives here now in Columbia. Our guest speakers will be speaking to us about business plans. So for those of you who have a business and would like to get a loan but don't have a business plan and would like to get a business loan, please feel free to come on out and see what it takes to get a business plan together so you can be successful at getting a business loan. Because they're trying to go into a bank and you want to get a business loan. That is the first thing they're going to ask you, do you have a business plan? And if you don't quite know how to do it, Sheila Hudson will be with us on November the 10th to discuss how we can get our business plan going and offer up her services as well to us to let us know that it's really a serious thing when you're trying to get a business loan and you don't have a business plan or a marketing plan in place. So just keep that in mind that we want to come out in the room to chance to support Sheila Hudson, that she's going to go through with us with the business plan. This is for ladies only because it's ladies with a purpose, nonprofit corporation. It's a Want for Mom tea talk for November the 10th at 5 o'clock. Refreshment will be served. Please come join us at 651 St. Andrews Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 2-9-2-10. Paula Sherry G. Or you can give us a call, 803-708-5887. And then coming up November the 21st as well from 6 to 10, Just a Taste will be taking place at the hotel at Comfort Suite at Harborset. The address there will be 750 Saturn Parkway. And that's 750 Saturn Parkway. That's exit 103 if you're coming off of the I-26. Exit 103, that's 750 Saturn Parkway, Columbia, South Carolina, 29212. Feel free to give us a call about that. If you're looking to be a vendor or if you would like to sign up for being a caterer in December or a chef, please feel free to give us a call at 803-708-5887. And we will have some of our vendors there as well. The vendor fee will be $20 to be a chef at any given month. Will be $25. We look forward to seeing you there. Just come out and be our guest. It's free. There's no charge to you. It's 2 hours, and we've designed it just for 2 hours for those who may be working the next day, a working mom or a mom that stay-at-home mom that has to get up with their children the next day. So set up time at 6 o'clock or 6:30, and then it's from 7 to 9. We look forward to seeing you there. And feel free to give us a call if you'd like to be a vendor at any time. That's every third Thursday of the month. And we will be glad to have you with us. Or just come out and just be a shopper because we do have vendors on site. And we would like for you all to take part, you know, in that. So, again, we just thank you so much for everything that you do. And make sure that you just let everyone know that if you are hearing them on Nathan on the Spot, please let them know that they heard that you heard about them on Nathan on the Spot, and we will be glad to have you to take advertisement spots as well. And for advertisement fees, if you were interested in having advertisement done with us, it is $13 per Sunday. It's $13 per Sunday. $52 per month. So I look forward to people giving me a call out there, 803-708-5887, and we will be glad to do your fine sponsor as well and getting your business out there for you. So we will be located on the 26th as well of October. We'll be at a softball vendor event that will take place over in the Lexington area. We don't have an address for that at this time, but as soon as I get it, I will put it out there. That is Saturday the 26th, and let's see, I think we may have to announce that over the internet. So we look forward to seeing you come out there and shop. And for those of you who like to play softball, please do take the time out to come out and have a good time. Include the game. It's a softball tournament. And then also we have Kimberly Richardson. She is the founder of Widows of Opportunity. Kimberly will be speaking on November the 18th. She will be at 3295 Northside Parkway, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia. The zip code is 30327. And that's 30327. The date is November the 18th, 2010. The time is 6 o'clock. And to my understanding, Kim said that this would be the first start of a support group for Widows of Opportunity. And she said, being happy doesn't mean you forget. So widows out there in the Atlanta, Georgia area, please go out. It's 3295 Northside Parkway. That's Northwest. That's in Atlanta, Georgia. And that zip code is 30327. And the date is November 18, 2013. The time is 6 o'clock. And there again, this is her first start for the support group for the Widows of Opportunity. She has it going on here in the Columbia area on the 29th of the month. And this is just for widows. Widows, and it's called Widows of Opportunity. And every chance that you get, you need a support group. You need someone to support you, you know. And sometimes when things go on in your life, you don't really know where to turn. And I think this is a great, wonderful idea. Please do contact her if you're interested, and or someone that you know may have lost their husband, whether it be to tragedy or just to death itself. Please contact her at 803-788-7997. And she meets here in Columbia the last Tuesday of each month at 7 o'clock, and it's located at Long Creek Church of Christ at 720 Longtown Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29229. And so that's Kimberly Richardson, and many of you guys have seen her out there, whether it be on Twitter, Facebook, WIS, television, ABC, wherever you might have seen her on Watch Fox television. She is out there in the community, and she's impacting the widows in a positive way, because like she said, that you can be happy, and it doesn't mean that you've forgotten your loved one, and then you do need support while you're going through it. Sometimes you may never get over the loss of a loved one, but knowing that someone out there feels the way that you feel and that they will support you wholeheartedly. And again, you can call Kim at 803-788-7997. We look forward to hearing from everyone that wants the opportunity of having their business aired with us at 803-708-5887. And the price for per Sunday is $13, and for the month is $52. And if by chance you have any concerns, or if you would like to find out a little bit more about different people, where they're going to be located at and what's going to be going on, feel free to give us a call. We'll be glad to assist you any way that we can. Again, if we have anyone on the air, on the line right now that would like to say anything, we'll be glad to have you to come on and to talk. I know that somebody is out there into one of the events that we've had. So feel free to say something at any time. And again, we are looking forward to having more people, direct sales of different small businesses, speakers that are wanting to advertise with us. Feel free to give us a call at 803-708-5887. On Sundays, it's $13. If you would like to do per Sundays, it's $13. For the month, it's $52. So please give us a call. We'll give you the rest of the information as far as how you can make your payment or where you need to send your payment. and what pertinent information that you need to send for us to have, so it'll be able to be aired in the right way. Your permission is very important, you know, so we want to make sure that we do it correctly and make sure that we have all the information for other people to be able to contact you. So again, this is Ruth, and I'm coming to you from Soul Purpose. That's the organization that we have, as well as Direct Sales. And we look forward to sharing Direct Sales information any way that we can. Feel free to give us a call at 803-708-5887. Again, 803-708-5887. You can reach me on Facebook at Ruth Gaffney Whitfield. Ruth Gaffney Whitfield. If you want to do an inbox to me, feel free to do that as well. You can reach me also at RuthGWhitfield@yahoo.com or 803-708-5887. And I'll be glad to assist you any way I can with whatever you may need as far as getting your business advertised and getting it out there. So please give a shout-out to me and let me know where I can come to your area and be a part of your event so I can talk about and share with, you know, with the audience about the listeners about what you're doing in your area for the community. Anybody out there?
Okay, we can just go ahead and close for the night. You can say the prayer.
Okay. Well, we're going to close it out. Thank you for having me, Pastor Hill. And I thank you for everyone that listens and everyone that pays attention to how to empower themselves with their business, whether it be a small business, large business, whether it be direct sales, or whatever you have that you want to make it from your hobby to a business, because no small idea can't be a large idea. So, again, we thank you so much for listening to us on Sunday night, and we look forward to hearing back from you, 803-708-5887. God bless you, and have a wonderful night.
Amen.
Yes, I will. And I won't leave to my own understanding in all of my ways. I'll acknowledge you. Yeah.
somebody in this room. And there may be people listening at home. I want to talk to you for a second. And just let you know, that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Wait a minute. If you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Call him Lord. So Lord, 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 Lord.